The following is an encore presentation from CKUW's archives. Join us next week when the regular host will be back with a few new episodes of original programming.
Who?
Testing, testing.
Hello? Someone's not... Hello?
Why would that be? Oh,
there we go.
We are back in action. Hello, everyone. We had a few technical difficulties, and we got the station manager, Rob, to save the day once again.
Yeah, Rob.
Okay, you are listening to CKUW 95.9 FM. I am Laura Western. This is The Reminder, and today I have a very special guest.
Hi, my name's KJ, and
he's
I'm back.
He's the, I think you've definitely been on my show the most.
I've been on it twice, I think. So
twice?
Maybe three times.
This, I think, is your third time.
This is my third time?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah, this is...
Happy to be here.
It's an honor to have you here today.
I usually don't get asked back to the radio shows that I'm on, so...
Yeah, I hit him up, what was it, like a few days ago, and I was like, hey, next show's coming up.
You know what? It was last week, and... Yeah. You said next week, and I just thought it was tomorrow. So I had my playlist ready. I showed up.
Oh, that's so funny. No, yeah. It's
I was just
Tuesdays.
Too excited.
Too excited. Too eager to get in the seat in the studio. Well, we've got some good songs for you all today. KJ, this is your song going up first. Tell us a little bit about it.
Okay, this is my pick. It's called End of Beginning.
Ooh.
It's by DeJoe or Joe or whatever.
DeJoe.
He's from
DeJoe. Joe Keery, though.
Joe Keery, yeah. He's from Stranger Things.
Yeah.
And, yeah. I heard the song on the radio. Obviously, it's a big song.
Yeah.
And I found out it was him.
Yeah, here we go. End of Beginning. This is the beginning of the show. So not yet the end. Maybe we should have played this one at the last song, but that's okay.
Possibly. That's okay.
That's okay.
It's the end of the last show.
That's right. Here we go. End of Beginning on CKUW 95.9 FM. That was End of Beginning here on CKUW. It was a good song. Good pick.
It was good. Thanks.
Good pick. Next up, we're going to play some Feist and Kings of Convenience. This one is called The Build Up. And this one, I don't know, have you ever heard of Feist, KJ?
No, I haven't. This will be my first time hearing this song.
Okay, so just a quick little trivia. I named, like, this show called The Reminder. It's technically, like, it is named after one of her first albums, because that's the album that got me into music.
Wow.
That's why this is called The Reminder. It's because her album is also called The Reminder.
Wow, what a whole wraparound.
Yeah,
here.
Exactly. So we're going to play The Build Up. This one, for the OGs, if you have ever listened to her very first album, it's not on Apple Music or Spotify, Monarch. This reminds me of that one a little bit. So I think you can find it on YouTube. I'm not sure where else. But yeah, anyways, here it is, The Build Up.
The Build Up lasted for days, lasted for weeks. Lasted too long, our hero withdrew. Choose one, so there was none. Wanting to the vaguely announced.
To That was Feist and Kings of Convenience here. Next up, KJ, what song's next?
Well, next up we have a song that I've been listening to a little too much, probably.
It's
called Traveling Soldier.
Yes.
And it's kind of a sad song.
Yeah.
But it was just shown to me. I've never, like, I don't know the Chicks too well. I kind of just know this song.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah,
love their stuff.
I want to check out more now, right?
Yeah. When you sent this to me, I was like, what is he doing listening to the Chicks? That's like something I feel like you won't listen to, but it's great. It's great.
Yeah. I like songs with stories, and this is a song. It's got a nice story in it.
Yeah, for sure.
And get your tissues out. You might cry.
Oh, an emotional. It's a tearjerker.
It's a tearjerker.
Okay, here we are. Traveling Soldier.
2 days past 18, he was waiting for the bus in his army green. Sat down in a booth in a cafe there. Gave his order to a girl with a bow in her hair. He's a little shy, so she gave him a smile. And he said, would you mind sitting down for a while and talking to me? I'm feeling a little low. She said, I'm off in an hour and I know where we can go. So they went down and they sat on the pier. He said, I bet you got a boyfriend, but I don't care. I got no one to send a letter to. Would you mind if I sent one back here to you?
Never gonna hold the hand of another guy.
And that was Traveling Soldier.
Mm.
And you're listening to The Reminder.
Yeah.
And so that was a song that I had listened to over and over again.
Yeah.
And I'm not ashamed to admit it.
It's a beautiful song.
And this next song is a song that Laura has been listening to nonstop.
That's right.
So what's that song, Laura?
Yeah, so it's called Bobtail Road by Wyatt C. Lewis, and I just recently stumbled across him. Normally I hate ads on Instagram. I just think it's annoying. But his song popped up on an ad, and that's the one ad I like, is when they advertise like singer-songwriters. It's like, oh, this is great. Who is this guy? Wyatt C. Lewis. He was born and raised in Treaty 6 territory, and now you are Plains Cree singer-songwriter. I was like, this is great. And the song just... I'm a sucker for the good old pedal steel, and had some of that. I'm just like, this is amazing. So yeah, this is called Bobtail Road by Wyatt C. Lewis on CKUW 95.9 FM.
I won't let this fade now, but I'm racing time. Just to be with you, are you still around? I know we ain't afraid. Through all this breaking of the call, I found I would come back home. No matter what, I lose in myself, I know where to find it. I wanna feel good, want you to feel good too. I've been loving in that new city, I've been planting down roots. I've been taking days off to spend those days with you. I wanna feel good, I wanna feel good, and you know that I'll be back soon. Let this be the last time, we're not racing anymore. Some friends down south of here, a real treat they are. All this soaking up the sun on the front porch when the air's just right. Give you this guitar, won't you sing me that song? I wanna feel good, want you to feel good too. I've been loving in that new city, I've been planting down roots. I've been taking days off to spend those days with you. I wanna feel good, I wanna feel good, and you know that I'll be back soon. Across the tracks late at night.
That was Bobtail Road, Wyatt C. Lewis. It's a mm-hmm. good song. Can you see why I maybe have had it on repeat?
I can see. Yeah. It's very relaxing. Very
nice.
Relaxing.
It's nice. Good. What's next? What's next here?
Okay, this next song, I had known it a long time. Like, my mom played it a lot when I was a kid, but I never really appreciated it.
Mm.
I'm like, oh, just another song, right? Until, like, this summer when I was listening to it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Breakfast at Tiffany's, and I didn't understand what it was about, really. It's
okay.
Like, what about, like, what's, it's a movie. Like, you know, like, what does that have to do with the song?
Yeah.
Well, it's the only thing that these two people in this relationship have in common.
Oh.
And so he wants to keep going because, you know, like, oh, but what about this? We got one thing in common. Okay. And I think that's really cool.
Interesting.
That's it.
Neat. Yeah, I've never heard of it before. Okay, let's give it a listen. Breakfast at Tiffany's by Deep Blue Something.
You'll say we've got nothing in common, no common ground to start from, and we're falling apart. You'll say the world has come between us, our lives have come between us, still I know you just don't care. She said, I think I remember the film, and as I recall, I think we both kind of liked it, and I said, well, that's one thing we got.
Tiffany's. Yeah. Did you have breakfast at Tiffany's today?
No.
Nope.
I had at McDonald's.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay, too.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I kind of liked it.
Yeah. That's good. Okay, next up, we've got Aim to Please by Shallow Alcove. They are probably one of my... I've discovered them this year as well. They're really good. I've played a bunch of their songs here. But this is their newest single that they just released. It talks about being a people pleaser. Are you a people pleaser or do you kind of just...
I am definitely a people pleaser.
Yeah, me too. So I feel like I kind of resonate with this song. So it's good.
Yep.
Here we go. Let's listen to it. Aim to Please by Shallow Alcove on CKUW 95.9 FM. To Please by Shallow Alcove. All right, KJ, what's our next song?
Well, they did their job. I was pleased.
They did. That's right. I was pleased with the song. That's good. That's good.
So this next song is by the Lumineers. Mm-hmm. You might know it. You might not know it.
Yeah.
It's from their first album. And it's not as, it's, you know, like they got a lot of songs. They got a lot of popular songs. It might
sure.
not be in there. And I discovered it over the summer just listening to just... their whole discography or whatever, and I just came across this one and I liked it. So
that's great. Yeah, what's it called?
It's called Flapper Girl.
There you go. Yeah, I listened to it. You know, I feel like I listened to the Lumineers a few times. I like their older stuff more. I don't really. I'm not a huge fan of their newest album.
Me too. Yeah, this is from their first one.
That's
so
good.
It's
that's
a good,
good
one.
Here we go. Okay, let's listen to it. Flapper Girl on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Cut off all of your hair. Did you flinch? Did you care? Did he look, did he stop and stare at your brand new hair? Local boy, local news. Power lines hanging boots. Firemen in their trucks cut loose a local boy's shoes. Cadillac, Cadillac. Businessmen dressed in slacks. I'ma buy one for us when I get back. A big Cadillac. And you can wave to all of your friends. And I'll never leave you again. Would you write, would you call back, baby? I wrote you a song. I've been gone, but you're still my lady.
That was Flapper Girl by the Lumineers.
Comment down below if you've heard it before.
Yeah, exactly.
send it into our email.
Yeah, send us and let us know how you liked that song. Just kidding. Actually, don't overwhelm Scott or Rob with those emails. That they might be confused if they started getting random emails.
Yeah.
Anyways, next up from Palace, this is the song called Live Well. I don't have very many... The bit of a song behind this. So I was just in California. How I discovered it. I know Palace and a bit of their songs, but I was just in California with my future sister-in-law. And we were at some sort of gluten-free restaurant. It's called The Hidden Kitchen. It's really good. I had like a gluten-free blue corn waffle with bananas, bacon, and peanut butter. Like, it was insane. It was actually so good. Anyways, so this song was just playing in the background. I was like, this is great. And so here it is on the playlist. So all the way from Cayucas, California. This is Live Well by Palace. Here we go.
And they do. They live well down there.
They do live. That's what they say. I hear that. Yeah. And I can confirm they are living well. It's very expensive, but it seems like they're having a good time. So here's Live Well by Palace.
Down, ever so slow now. Remind me
by palace. You know what? You probably would be living well if you lived in a palace.
This is so true. Who's writing this stuff down? I hope someone is.
That's right. Okay, next up, we've got some. We've got a classic.
Yeah. Have you heard of John Denver? Perhaps your parents have. This is "Follow Me" by John Denver, and
that's a good.
I heard it live. This is why. This is why that not by John Denver. Okay, it was a cover.
Like, you got to see John Denver. I was so confused for a second.
It was a cover. It was at my grandpa's brother's 75th. Something or 50th anniversary.
Okay,
and they had live music and they covered this song because it was a song played at their wedding because it was an anniversary.
That's so sweet.
Yeah, and so I liked it.
Aw, okay, here we go. Follow Me on CKUW 95.9 FM.
It's by far the hardest thing I've ever done to be so in love with you. Follow me where I go, what I do, who I know. Make it part of you to be a part of me. Follow me up and down, all the way and all around. Take my hand and say you'll follow me. It's long been on my mind, you know it's been a long, long time. I've tried to find a way that I can make you understand. I'd like to share my life with you, show you things I've seen, places that I'm going to, places where I've been. To have you there beside me, never be alone. All the time that you're with me, we will be at home.
Follow Me, one of John Denver's greatest hits, I'd say.
Yes.
It was a good one. Okay, next up, we've got about 18 minutes left in the show. I feel like it's gone by. It's so great having, I was just telling KJ, it's so great to have a co-host on the show because I just get to talk and like have fun.
I am great.
There you go, yeah, exactly. Okay, this next one is called Amelia by Matthew Perryman Jones. Just a good, all-around good tune. Have you heard of it?
I haven't.
Okay, well, you'll hear it for the first time today.
Okay, yeah, the Matthew Perry I'm thinking of is not the same.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I guess that would be a little different. Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go. Amelia.
Symphony striking a chord.
That was Amelia by Matthew Perryman Jones here on CKUW 95.9 FM. Next up, we've got a good song.
We do. This song, now I'm not trying to say something, but you definitely know this song.
Yeah, you for sure do.
I'm just saying it. You do.
And if you, actually, you know what? I was playing the song at work the other day, mm-hmm. and two of my coworkers didn't know what it was. And I was like,
what?
Do you even live in Winnipeg?
Yeah, like
this is the top. This is one of our top Winnipeg icons.
It is.
I went to the same high school as he went to.
No, that's crazy.
I know. Wow. Yeah.
This is now. If you haven't guessed it yet, based on all these hints, this is "Harvest Moon" by
yes.
Neil Young.
Yes,
it's one of his
classic.
Biggest songs.
Oh.
It's a great fall song.
I know.
It's a good time to play.
Yeah.
It.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So good.
Just entering fall, maybe. Maybe you could play this song, have a pumpkin spice latte, and rake your leaves in your yard.
Carve a jack-o'-lantern.
Yeah, just do all those things. This is kind of in celebration of, if you're on Spotify, mm-hmm. you might know that Neil Young has not been on Spotify for a while.
Yep.
But he's back, and this is a he's back
there
type
he
song. You know, hey,
welcome
go
back.
Check it out.
Welcome back, Neil Young.
Welcome back, Neil Young.
Okay, here we are. Without further ado, Harvest Moon by Neil Young. Harvest Moon.
What a great fall song.
It's just such a good song. Good pick. I'm glad you picked that one.
Thank you. And now that we've kind of, you know, we're in fall, you know,
We welcomed back Neil Young.
We're in the mood for it. Yeah. Let's leave fall. And let's go back to summer.
Oh, okay. Let's go.
Yeah, let's go to summer in California, perhaps.
Yes.
Just talking about California.
We just were.
Yeah. Nice place.
It's a good place.
Also has a lot of songs written about it.
It does. It's popular.
And this one's by Joni Mitchell. Mm. And this is a welcome back to Spotify, Joni Mitchell. Because Joni Mitchell also just come back to Spotify.
All of those artists leaving.
Yeah.
I'm on Apple Music, so I never really...
Yeah, they just stay on Apple the whole time.
Yeah, they're good. Them and Apple Music, they're good.
They're tight. Yeah.
They're tight.
but she's back.
She's back.
And we're happy about it as Spotifyers.
Yeah, that's great. Okay, so.
This is California.
By Joni Mitchell on CKEW 95.9 FM.
It sure looks bad. They won't give peace a chance. It was just a dream some of us had. Still a lot of lands to see, but I wouldn't want to stay here. It's too old and cold and settled in its ways here. Oh, but California, California, coming home. I'm gonna see the folks I dig. I'll even kiss a sunset peak. California, I'm coming home. I met a redneck on a Grecian Isle who did the goat dance very well. He gave me back my smile, but he kept my camera to sell. Oh, the rogue, the red, red rogue. He cooked good omelets and stews, and I might have stayed on with him there, but my heart cried out for you. California, oh, California, coming home. Oh, make me feel good, rock and roll band. I'm your biggest fan. California, I'm coming home. Oh, it gets so lonely when you're walking and the streets are full. Strangers, all a new zone. You read, just give you the blues. Just give you the blues. So I bought me a ticket. I caught a plane to Spain. Went to a party down a red dirt road. There were lots of pretty people there, reading Rolling Stone, reading Vogue. I said, how long can you hang around? I said, a week, maybe two, just until my skin turns brown. And I'm going home to California. California, I'm coming home. Oh, will you take me as I am, strung out on another man? California, I'm coming.
And that was California.
That was
Joni Mitchell.
Good job, Joni Mitchell. Welcome back, as we had previously said.
Good job.
And, well, we've kind of really reached the end of the hour.
Yeah.
It's been fun. Thank you for coming on.
It has been fun.
It's always a good time to have another person on, just chat.
And now there will be a prompt on your screen to invite. You can vote yes or no. Have KJ back on the on the radio or don't. So here it comes. There's also a donation prompt.
You can tip him if you want. 15% would be recommended. Anyways, yeah, thank you so much for coming on. We'll have to have you back soon. Next up to end off the hour is Joker Lips by MJ Lenderman. And, yeah, just thanks for... I'm going to have a great rest of the day. Anyways, have a great rest of your day, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. And we'll catch you all in 2 weeks. We'll be right back.